Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into something today that's, well, it's got a medical twist you might not expect.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to be talking about a medication. Actually, it's gotten super popular, and an eye condition. Pretty serious stuff.
That was serious, yeah.
It's all about a potential link between the two. And you might think, okay, this doesn't apply to me, but chances are, you know, someone taking this or thinking about it. So
it's more common than you'd think, yeah.
That's why we're unpacking it all, right? And to help us out, we've got a fantastic expert with us today, someone who can make even the trickiest medical stuff, well, easy to understand.
Happy to be here. I always say the more you know, the better, especially with health.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Okay, so let's jump right in, shall we? We're talking about semaglutide. Most people know it as Ozempic or Wegovy, right?
Right, those are the big names.
Making waves for diabetes, weight management, that sort of thing. But there's this potential connection to NAION.
Exactly, and that's the part people might not be so familiar with.
I'll admit, NAION wasn't on my radar before all this. For our listeners who might be in the same boat, could you break down what NAION actually is?
Absolutely. So think of your optic nerve. That's the pathway from your eye to your brain, like a highway, right? Busy highway, lots of signals going back and forth.
Okay, makes sense.
NAION. It stands for non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. But let's stick with NAION. It's a mouthful. Basically, it's like a roadblock on that highway. Disrupts the flow of information.
And not just a little fender bender either. We're talking potential vision problems, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
This isn't a small thing. It can be serious vision loss, even permanent in some cases. And here's the thing. It's not as uncommon as you'd think.
Wow. Okay.
It's a leading cause of vision loss from optic nerve issues. So it affects a lot of people.
So we've got this eye condition, potentially serious, and this medication that's, let's be honest, it's blown up in popularity.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the connection? What got everyone looking into this in the first place?
Well, there's a new study just came out in JAMA Ophthalmology, and it's got everyone talking. This wasn't a small study either. We're talking over 16,000 patients, 6 years of data. They were looking at whether there's a higher risk of NAION in people on semaglutide.
Okay, so now we're getting to the good stuff, the nitty-gritty. 16,000 patients, that's massive. What exactly were they looking at, and how do you even design a study like that? 16,000 patients, 6 years of data, feels like they were combing through medical files forever. What did they do with all that information? It sounds kind of overwhelming, to be honest.
Well, it's called a retrospective matched cohort study. I know, it's a mouthful. But think of it like this. Let's say you want to see if drinking a certain tea makes your flowers grow faster.
Okay, I like where this is going.
You could look back at people who drank that tea and compare their gardens to those who drank something else. So basically, did the tea drinkers have more impressive blooms?
Ah, so it's like playing detective with medical records.
Exactly. But instead of tea and flowers, it's semaglutide and NAION.
Makes sense. So they grouped people based on whether they took semaglutide, right? But did they just include anyone and everyone, or were there specific types of patients they focused on?
They actually honed in on two main groups, and semaglutide is used for two different things. They looked at people with type 2 diabetes, comparing those on semaglutide to those on other diabetes medications.
Okay, so that's one group. Makes sense, given it's a common treatment for type 2 diabetes.
Right. And then they did the same thing for patients who were overweight or obese, comparing those taking semaglutide for weight management to those using other methods.
Gotcha. So two distinct groups, both relevant to how semaglutide is used. So they've got their groups, they've gone through years of data, what they find. Was there a clear connection, a smoking gun linking semaglutide and NAION?
Here's where it gets really interesting. They did find a higher risk of NAION in both groups taking semaglutide.
Hold on, higher risk. Are we talking a slight difference or something more significant?
It was a big enough difference to raise eyebrows, for sure. In the diabetes group, almost 9% of those on semaglutide developed NAION.
Okay.
Compared to just under 2% of those not on it.
Wow. Okay.
And then in the weight management group, it was around 7% with semaglutide compared to less than 1% in the other group.
Wow. Okay. Those are pretty big jumps. That's not just a statistical blip, right? Those numbers seem way too different to ignore.
Exactly. And the researchers themselves said that this difference was statistically significant.
Meaning?
It means it's unlikely to be due to random chance. This wasn't just a fluke. There's something worth investigating there.
Okay, so this is where I think a lot of people listening might be thinking, wait, what does this mean for me? Should anyone on semaglutide or even considering it be freaking out right now?
It's totally understandable to be concerned. But it's crucial to remember this was an observational study.
Right.
It can point to a potential link, but it can't definitively say semaglutide causes NA ioning.
Yeah.
It's kind of like noticing that people who carry umbrellas always seem to be around when it rains.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It doesn't mean carrying the umbrella caused the rain, right?
Right. Correlation doesn't equal causation, as they say. So there could be other factors at play here. So what's next? Where do we go from here? So we've got this potential link, but we need more information. It's like we're missing some pieces of the puzzle, right?
Yeah, exactly. We need more research, for sure. Think of this study like a starting point. It's a flashing sign that says, hey, there might be something here. Let's look closer.
I like that analogy.
So doing larger studies, looking at different groups of people, maybe even looking at genetics, all that can help us figure out if there's a real cause and effect thing happening and what might be causing it.
That makes sense. So while researchers are doing that, what's the takeaway for our listeners, especially those who might be on semaglutide right now or thinking about it? It's easy to hear all this and think, wait, what do I do?
Oh, absolutely. I get that. And my advice is always, don't panic, get informed, and talk to your doctor.
Solid advice, as always.
Right. Like we were saying, knowledge is power. So if you're concerned, just have a conversation with your healthcare provider. They can help you weigh those potential risks and benefits, especially considering your own health history and your own needs.
So important. Everyone's different. It's not about making a one-size-fits-all statement. It's about having all the information to make the best choice for you, with the guidance of a professional.
Exactly, 100%.
Well, this deep dive has been full of those aha moments for me, discovering these unexpected connections and realizing that the world of medicine is always changing.
Oh, it's always changing. There's always something new to learn. And this study, it really highlights how much we're still learning about medications, even those that are really common now. And it shows how important research is and open communication between doctors and patients.
Couldn't agree more. So as we wrap things up, if there's one thing I want our listeners to take away from this, it's this. Stay curious, stay informed, and be an active participant in your own health journey.
Absolutely. The best thing you can do is advocate for yourself.
Exactly. And hey, if you found this conversation helpful or eye-opening, share it with someone you know who might benefit from it too. That's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep those brains engaged.